Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's chapter is Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans, because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." Then the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. He said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened." He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem, and someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Amen. Today I want to focus on Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. Jesus says 2 times, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And there's much that we can talk about in these first 5 verses, but to summarize it, there are people who are asking Jesus about basically an instance of moral evil and an instance of natural evil. The instance of moral evil is talking about Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And these people were basically, they were bringing sacrifices and then they were suddenly killed, basically massacred. And then the second instance is a tower in Siloam falling all of a sudden and killing 18 people. And so that would be an instance of natural evil, just something happening. Not necessarily like someone was massacring in the first group, but here in the second group, just a situation where a tower suddenly fell and killed 18 people. And you have these people coming to Jesus basically asking him, were these people worse than others? And I read this and I think about what's happening around us right now. You know, we look at all kinds of violence and moral evil on one hand. And then on the other hand, we see natural evil like this COVID pandemic that we just went through / are going through still. And Jesus's words, he says it twice. He says, as you think about these things, don't try to determine who's a worse sinner. That's what he's telling these crowds who are asking about this. And that's not the point. The point is, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He says that twice. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Moral evil, natural evil, these are reminders that we are all one day going to die. And so what is most important in every single one of our lives is that we repent while we have time today, that we turn from our sin, we turn from our sinful hearts, and we trust in Jesus as the Savior and Lord of our lives, that we live in repentance every day, ready to meet Jesus. In both these groups, none of these people knew that today was going to be their last day. In fact, they thought that they were secure. They were offering sacrifices, and all of a sudden, they were massacred. And so Jesus wants us to live in repentance. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So knowing this, we can pray something like, God, we know that life is a mist and that not one of us is guaranteed tomorrow. The violence that we see in this world, even the pandemic that we have been going through, has certainly reminded us of this, that not one of us is immune to sickness and death. And so God, help us to make today count, to make today count for your glory. Help us to live in a continual state of repentance, of turning from sin, and following you, and trusting you, and loving you, and honoring you, and glorifying you. And so, God, if something were to happen to me, like 2 seconds from now, God, I want my heart to be right before you. I pray that over every single person who's listening right now, God, I pray if anyone's listening right now, God, who doesn't know you, who has never repented, who has never turned from their sin and themselves and believed in Jesus, that they would do that today, right now. What would it look like for you to live in repentance today, right now? What is something in your life that you have not yet repented of? Hear these words again from Jesus. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish as well. Jesus wants us to live in repentance, and let's do that today. Let me just pray for us one more time. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that Jesus responds to these people with so much patience and compassion and longing for them to be right with their Father in heaven. And so, God, I pray that we would not live in this life of comparison, comparing ourselves constantly with one another, thinking that we're either better or worse than the other person. But Lord, would we take these words to heart? Help us to repent of anything that we have been trying to hide or we've been trying to run away from. But Lord, I just pray that you would help us to humble ourselves, to turn away from sin, and to trust in Jesus as the Savior and the Lord of our lives. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, have a great day, and let's continue to live a life of repentance. God bless.